Oh, it's going to let us do two episodes in a row, Dick. I don't have to restart everything.
Yeah, cool. Right.
All right, so Paramount Plus. You were bitching between shows about Paramount Plus. Go ahead.
Paramount Plus, just every time I use it, I don't know if it's because I'm using a separate account. And
my account, it's fine.
I don't own it. I don't buy for it because fuck Paramount. They're going out of business anyway. That streaming service is going to be gone in 6 months anyway. It always freezes.
CBS does have a long history of being sold. In fact, we're doing a movie later about CBS being sold.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
CBS Corporate. Yeah. He's telling CBS News what to do.
I'm a newsman.
You're burning your bridges, Noel.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Guys, every time I use it, it's like you try to go, like, oh, skip intro. Okay, skip intro. Skip intro, goddamn. Every time it freezes, and then it doesn't skip it. Then it shuts off. Then it goes back to the... And if you have to rewind it from the beginning, forget it. It's never going to happen. You have to basically... restart it from the beginning. Don't try to fast forward it. Don't try to rewind it. It ain't gonna happen because it'll just restart the episode or put it back at the end of the episode. It's not nothing in between.
My experience with Paramount Plus, I've really not had many problems with it. It really depends on what device you're on. I had on two different TVs, the one in the office here and then the one in the living room. Both different TVs, both works fine. My app works fine. The app doesn't have the shit that's on the phone or it's on the TV version, though. So if you want to watch the 2020 Twilight Zone, you can't watch it in black and white. Mm. You have to go to the website, click on the black and white, and then it takes you to the app where you can watch it. It's fucked. But yes, going back to what you're saying about it, when you click on the next episode, it plays from the end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I gotta fuck. I didn't even watch this episode. Why are you starting at the end during the doo-doo-doo, like credits? I didn't watch this one here on Paramount Plus yet. It starts, like, what if this were, like, it just shows the reveal?
Right, exactly. Like, if you haven't seen this episode, you're going to get the ending right off the bat. You're like, what the fuck? Man.
I haven't had any problems with everything loading or the app crashing or anything.
Right.
I can't, there's only so much troubleshooting you can do. It's just...
Well, and I've done that, too, when, like, I'll try to load something up and it'll just shut off. The whole thing will just crash. It's been done.
Netflix does that a lot.
Fucker. I don't have Netflix anymore. I don't even bother with Netflix.
Yeah. I have almost everything now. I'm like collecting that stuff.
You pay $75,000 a month for entertainment.
It's really not bad. No, I always find deals.
Yeah.
I find my ways to get things.
I just want to start just buying movies again and just keeping them.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like Ace in the Hole. Well, we'll get to Ace in the Hole later, but I bought Ace in the Hole. I'm glad I did because, man, what a great movie.
Yeah, we'll get to that on Hollywood is Dead. That. But let's do a theme song, shall we?
Static!
Paramount Plus,
You're staticky. Fix it. Fuck you.
Unless you're into Star Trek or in Twilight Zone, then
nobody cares.
Yeah,
because nobody watches
Paramount Plus. Classic Twilight or Star Trek.
Yeah, and you could buy that on DVD for like $3.
Yeah,
and you can own them and have them on hand if you want to watch them anytime.
What episode? Static. What would be a good one for Static?
Static. Do you want to know the truth?
You're on a scenic route through a state recreation area known as the human mind. You ask a passerby for directions, only to find he has no face or something. Suddenly up ahead, a door in the road. You swerve, narrowly avoiding the scary door.
Bordering in Wonderland, the Twilight Zone review.
I have combined the DNA of the world's most evil animals to make the most evil creature of them all.
It turns out it's man.
I've never seen one like that before.
No one ever saw one quite like that. Because that's a very special sort of radio. In its day, circa 1935, its type was one of the most elegant consoles on the market. Now, with its fabric-covered speakers, its peculiar yellow dial, its serrated knobs, it looks quaint and a little strange. Mr. Ed Linson is going to find out how strange very soon when he tunes into the Twilight Zone.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to LAWW Twilight Zone Review / Year of the Beholder. 459, TZ 1959, 220 Static Redux, Phoenix West.
Big Dick. All
right, Dick. It sounded like you were about to praise this episode while we were talking about Kick the Can. Did I hear that wrong?
Well, Not praise.
Okay.
I was just comparing it to the other one. This one has more of a happy ending to the other one that they did about the but the one
where
the guy fucks his mom.
Oh, yeah.
That episode where he's married.
Young man's fancy.
Yeah, where young man's fancy, where he's got to sell the house and move on, but he doesn't want to. So he basically goes back in time, becomes a child, and goes back into his mother's vagina. And the wife is just here going, why? I want my mommy. And he leaves, runs.
He goes back into his mom's vagina, but not the way he came out.
Exactly. He goes through her butt.
Okay.
Very disturbing.
Doesn't make sense, but...
It's very strange.
I'm saying he's going into the vagina in a different way, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
You just changed holes on me.
I did.
You caught me off guard like he did with his mom.
You want to go to the back door this time.
Yeah.
It's warmer in here, Mom.
Oh. Why is there a difference? It's turtle butt. Okay.
I'm sorry. I need to, speaking of that, I don't know why that made me think of this.
Butt sex reminded you of what?
You drinking your beer just reminded me. Have you seen that Chilean Star Wars beer commercial?
Yeah, should we play it?
That's hilarious. I've seen it 7 times. I can't stop laughing every time I see it. And I've been saying it all day today. Cerveza! It's so fucking funny. There's only one legit one. The rest are all phonies, I think.
Yeah. This one here is the real one.
The real one is Obi-Wan talking to Luke in episode 4.
Yeah, I got it.
And yeah, he goes to the trunk to get the lightsaber, and it's not a lightsaber.
Ready?
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I have something here for you.
It's great. So I love this. Great.
It's fucking genius. The gall on Chilean broadcasting to be like, well, fuck, you want to put commercials in? Put it in the movie. Fuck it.
I love it because it wasn't what I was expecting. I thought it was just they were gonna dub over Obi-Wan's voice, like, right. How about a beer? You know, but no, they sliced it in as if it were in the movie to begin with, which I didn't know was an option for advertisers.
Apparently. And I think Lucasfilm had to sue him to have him stop doing that.
I wish he didn't. I wish Lucas had a fucking sense of humor about it.
Oh, that's so funny.
What is wrong with him?
I've been seeing that catchphrase all day today. They showed my dad and my brother. I said, have you seen this shit? This is fucking hilarious. Just hilarious. Sylvester Crystal!
It's fantastic, especially because you hear the audio drop. It's like, and he opens, and it's like, surface, and he starts screaming.
It's so great. Now they're doing. Now the internet got a hold of it, and it's like everywhere. Did you see the 7 one when he goes to the box? Morgan Freeman opens the box. Surface, that's funny, but again, that's. Somebody made that, put it on the internet. It's not official Chilean.
What? All right, I found it. Here it is. We'll eventually get to the episode.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. All right, so you like this one a little bit.
Yeah, well, I just, I think I'm a sucker for, like, the regretful life mistakes that people make, and then get that second chance at the end.
Yeah.
But in this one, what cracked me up, though, was, like, the whole thing is this old man's listening, and I love radio. I think what's funny is radio's making a comeback now, which is so weird. Because podcasting is a big thing now. It's like everybody reverted back to the radio. So it's like everything that was old is new again. So it's all just cyclical. Everything's, it's all bullshit. So it's just hilarious. But this guy's listening to the radio. He goes, this radio. Oh, it's old radio. I'm listening to the Stan Adams show.
Yeah.
Oh, Burns and Adams going to be on. Oh, I got to watch that at 8 o'clock. I just love him laying down, listening to the radio. He goes, he just starts laughing. As like just the stupidest jokes.
They're playing out. Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, they're going to show live at the Cantor.
Yeah. That can't be live. That guy eating, what the fuck is his problem?
Oh, and everybody shits on him, too. Like, this guy is fucking 80-something years old or whatever, and everybody in the fucking old
you know what's crazy?
Is giving him shit.
41 years old in real life.
No.
No.
I was gonna say, I believe you. I believe you.
This is 61. Yeah. Oh, my God. He was in his 50s. He died at 87 in 1991. The man was in his 50s here, Dick.
Wow. And he looks like he's about 74. And he's playing a guy that's supposed to be like 75, right?
Yeah, because he goes back like 40 years, right?
Right, yeah. That's what they say, 40 years.
And he's still old when he goes back.
Well, no, it could be 40. It had to be 20 years.
Oh, is that what I was going to say?
No, it was 20.
What a bummer 20. To time travel and still be elderly.
Well, that's what cracks me up, because at the end of the episode, because the whole crux of this episode is he's living in this old folks' home, and this woman's there who used to be his wife, or they're married, or whatever.
They were engaged.
They were engaged. They never got married, and she's an old spinster, and he's an old bachelor that never, you know, let it go. So he's listening to these, he's queer.
Yeah.
He's too busy. I want to fuck Burns, not Alan.
Why do you think that the chubby dude with the glasses is constantly hanging around his room?
Oh, absolutely. That guy's an asshole. I couldn't stand that guy.
It's in back to back
alone.
It's in back to back pictures on IMDb. Look at this.
Oh God.
Here he is, just hanging in the background, and then you change to the next picture. Nope. Wants to go the other way.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Nope. Where'd he go? All right. I'll show you here. This one and this one. He's just in the background.
What you doing? You listening to the radio? You want to take my pants off?
Here's that guy that's a total dick.
Yeah, he's just a prick. He's just like, leave the guy alone. Who cares? Like, this guy is just not hurting anybody. He's just supposed to listen to his radio, go back in time, be happy.
I agree, but also you got to keep in mind that he tears apart every single frame on the TV when that guy's watching TV. Remember in the opening?
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh,
let's be honest, that TV show sucked.
Oh, all of them did. But they show a commercial, and he kept cutting back to it, where it's for chlorophyll cigarettes.
Oh, God. Delicious. Smoke like a fucking plant. So it must be a marijuana cigarette. Chlorophyll.
I'm pulling up.
It wasn't Cerveza Pesta.
No, I want to put that in there now.
I know. Put in the Twilight
Maybe that'll be my next Filthy Twilight Zone will be that.
Yeah, you could do that. And that's where he breaks the TV after that commercial plays. He'll break the TV.
All right, here it is.
Can't make that statement.
Hey. Damn it, I missed it. 202, so let's go back to...
You can request a different channel.
Yeah, what difference does that make? What channel you got?
The new chlorophyll cigarette can make that statement.
Jesus Christ.
And it's 54, Termite Jones taking the inside lane.
I'm going to pause it because it'll go back to it for more chlorophyll cigarette action.
I want a cigarette.
I looked it up. Apparently there was a chlorophyll fad in the 50s.
Sure.
And they were taking like chlorophyll pills.
Wow.
Because I was like, would that be poisonous or what? And I guess not for most people. Not for most people seemed to be the best answer I could find.
See, they missed an opportunity here to make that singer, the guy from the other episode, was Bobby Farron or whatever his name was.
I'm the fucking Billy Boy.
Billy Boy, I'm Billy Boy, man.
Floyd.
Will be a veritable oasis.
An oasis, yes.
Only here it is. The new green, cool grass.
Oh, yes, let's all
the
roll
touch,
in the grass.
Smell,
the green,
the new
cool
chlorophyll
green
cigarette
grass.
Can make that
25
statement.
Operators just waiting to take your call.
The new chlorophyll.
So I get why that guy is kind of a dick to him, because this is what he does every TV night. Like, I'd be a little raining on his radio parade as well if I were that guy, but I don't know.
He just doesn't want to get up and change the channel again. He's lazy.
It's like, you son of a bitch, you took the remote with him.
Now, apparently, back in the old days, my dad used to tell a story about my uncle. It was like his grandfather, but it was his uncle. And he's like, you know, in his 70s or 60s, and along in the 70s, and when TVs, you know, had the remote control, the first style of remote controls were basically based on sound. So it would click. The way why it was called a clicker, because it would click a sound that would change the channel. So what they did was they took a chain and they throw the chain down on the floor and it would change the channel. So they would do that when he's trying to watch TV. He goes, God damn it, stop throwing a fucking chain.
That'd be so annoying.
No, it was funny. And he's, oh, sorry, uncle.
I just assumed this because the buttons clicked.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. I remember going to my Nana's trailer, and she had that old TV with a record in it and, like, a sidebar.
It was
like
furniture was back TV. Then.
Yeah, it was like a fucking, it probably weighed 180
encased, is it the one encased in woods with the speakers on the side?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my grandpa had that.
And then they had the record on top, and it might have been a sidebar on the side of it with glasses. I don't know.
I don't know, but the remote was, like, brown and square, tan in a square, and it had, like, four buttons on it.
And you know it was fucking laced with cigarette smoke.
Oh, yeah. And beer stains and, yeah.
Where's your clicker, goddammit? I'm trying to fucking change the channel after the game.
Yeah, my grandpa would have that TV on, and he had a pretty big living room, and it'd be really far away. And I'm like, you got like a 17-inch TV, and it,
we gotta fix
how can
right
you
now.
See this?
Like, no. Well, I sent you that video on I saw on Instagram where someone put Scream on with a laser disc projector. Oh, yeah. So it looked like video. It was just like, ooh, it doesn't really look that great.
No. Of course it's not. It's so a lot of the time with Laserdisc, they were transferring from the VHS.
Yeah.
They weren't going from film to Laserdisc.
It's so weird, yeah.
Because it would take up too much space, so they just...
And they were like $80 a piece at the time. I was like, fuck.
My dad was telling me a long time ago, I didn't remember, that we used to rent the Laserdisc player from the video store.
Oh, wow.
With the movie. I'm like, I don't shit. Remember that at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how you saw it. I remember watching JFK on that Laserdisc player. That was weird.
Well, it was before, like, I remember, so I must have been, like, four. I don't know.
Had to be, 1990.
Six. I remember 19. I don't remember doing that, though.
I don't think, like, well, Laserdisc, when did the Laserdisc come out? Like, the 90s? Or in the 80s? I feel like late 80s was Laserdisc, maybe. What is the Laserdisc history?
1978.
Oh, my God.
When did it become available?
There you go. Yeah, the technology, that's one thing. Mass popular. Market.
Yeah.
Mass market appeal.
In the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, late 80s, early 90s. But it's probably before, like, I remember.
Yeah.
We had a VCR. I remember getting the VCR. Like...
But I remember my parents had to rent a VCR.
Yeah.
Because they're VCR. And then they bought one. And I saw the bill for it. It was like $500-something for a VCR. Like, that was insane.
Yeah.
And that was like, the VCRs weren't that good. You can get a Blu-ray player for $100.
I remember going to the store with my mom to buy the Nintendo, the original one.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously we bought it way late. But it was still super expensive. And I'm like, that costs that much for that? And it looks like shit.
The video games were $50 a piece.
Yeah.
And then the prices have never changed for video games, which is weird. They were always $50 to $60.
They went down in the cartridge era. When Sega Genesis came out, they were like $25.
Right.
$30 at most. But then they went right back up with discs.
Yeah.
But,
GameCube.
Yeah, it's funny because the prices are coming back. So they went down to really cheap for a long time, original Nintendos, and now they're back up because of hipsters.
Yeah, it always right back up. And forth.
Oh, static though. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I do appreciate that part of this episode, but unfortunately, it is so stuck in the mud again of just watching elderly people be miserable, and I don't enjoy that.
Well, you might, but I love it.
I enjoy this one slightly more than Kick the Can.
I would give it that, yeah, slightly more.
I still give it a 5.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it has a 6.7 on IMDb, which is far less than Kick the Can.
That's an odd score for this episode.
Yeah. What do you give this?
A 5. It's a 5. It's a middle-of-the-run episode. It's fine. I just like the fact that, like, oh, when he de-ages at the end of the episode and he still looks like he's 105 years old. It's like, wait, This is supposed to be you 20 years earlier. You look worse.
Yeah. I'll show the transition.
That's hilarious. It's not even the same guy.
No. It looks like the same woman. She gets shrill and annoying.
Yes, she is. No but, wonder he doesn't.
And her name is Vinny. That's a dude's name. Like
Vinny, where you at, Vinny?
Vinny Tortorella. I love you.
This fucking guy over here. Oh.
Get the gabagool, Vinny. I'm hungry.
Pasta vazool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I want some pizza. Use some slices. Oh.
This is my favorite part of the episode because he's in his basement. In like this, it's not even an old folks home. It's like a manor. It's like a place, like a halfway house.
That's where he goes to the thrift store and finds
it. That's later. It's the exact same room. They just redecorated. Yeah. But right now he's in the basement of that manor place, the halfway house. And then out of nowhere, this kid is just like, I'm going to go peep it in windows. Oh, here it's in a second.
Vinny is the man.
Look at that creep.
You know what that is? That's a ghost. It's like the
it's the ghost that in, ghost from, took over the radio.
Three men and a baby. Remember that? Myth that in the movie there's a ghost and it's actually not a ghost. It's the fucking cutout that they have in the other set.
Yeah. Oh,
apparently the fugitive the fugitive VHS copy, if you ever go to the thrift store, get a 10-cent copy of The Fugitive, because apparently it has a ghost in the video.
In the video itself?
They think it was an action. In the movie, they captured a ghost in a reflection somewhere in the movie, and it's not in the Blu-ray version or the DVD. They took it out. They edited it out. They digitally removed it.
Why?
But in the for some reason, I don't know.
We got up
to
13
VHS version. It's not touched, so the video cassette version is the only version where you're going to find the ghost in The Fugitive.
Strange.
Yeah, very weird.
I guess. Oh,
it was short round.
But you know what? We live in an age where I can just look that up right now on YouTube.
It's true. Yeah, exactly.
Fugitive. I don't know why I was like, I don't know if I'm going to run into a wait. Fugitive ghost.
Because I went to my local thrift store and I saw 10 VHS copies of The Fugitive. Sitting there, like, oh shit, there it is.
Are they gonna show it? Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay,
you're the urban legend.
Can I admit something to you? Seen The Fugitive all the way.
What? Oh, I love The Fugitive. I've seen it like 50
I know
times.
You do.
I love The Fugitive
like that. And there's an upshot,
yeah,
there's a man looking in the camera. And I've never seen him before in my life. And he's been there for 7 years now. And I, looking at when I saw this big monitor, I said, and he just moved his head ever so slightly. He's wearing a hat. And I said, what is that? Where did that come from?
That's just someone on set.
No!
It's just someone on set.
No, you idiot!
He doesn't even look ghostly. So dumb.
Ghost. He's a ghost, bloody ghost.
I like the story, though. The story is better than the actual reveal of it.
That's what it said.
Yeah. I'm going to start. We should start putting people behind us. Just... You know who did a killer job with that? And we always talk about him. And the Haunting Hill House. I watched it for the third time, 6 months ago, 5 months ago. And I was really studying all the background scenes. And they're like, oh, there they are. There's a ghost.
The one with Jeffrey Rush?
No. Haunting Hill House?
The TV Netflix show.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but remember they hid like.
House on Haunted Hill. Yeah. With Jeffrey Rush. Same exact thing.
Yeah, but they hid like ghosts in all the house scenes.
Right.
Every once, like I saw some the first time around because one of them's like really obvious, just standing there.
Right,
like white, but now that I'm watching, I'm like, you see like the little fake peeking out. I don't know. Ooh. There's some cool ones hidden there.
Yeah, that Mike Flanagan. I hope he hurries up and does The Dark Tower for Amazon soon. Get that going. Can't wait.
And then they bring on Westworld season 5. Wrap that up. Looking forward to. We'll talk about that in Hollywood's Day, but looking forward to Fallout.
I think I'm done with Static, huh?
I mean, what else you got to say?
Move on. Yeah. Go to the next one.
Yeah, let me play the outro. 2408. Oh, let's show the transition from...
Yeah, exactly.
I do want to show this.
That's true.
So here's her old. She looks like a cross between the Wicked Witch and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Look at her.
Oh.
Here's his lover. Yeah. And then she transitions in. So it's definitely a different actress, but he goes and gets the radio. It works. She runs in the door. Hey, Vinny! And, okay, my brain went in the meltdown mode because look at the fabric on the chairs, the bed, dress, and the wall. I was like, goddamn.
Not gallery!
Stop it! Yeah, not gallery.
No!
Why is the picture frame so low? Look at this thing.
This aesthetic is
it's like belly button level.
Look at that, yeah.
Oh, goddamn. And she's wearing like the colonel's.
Yeah, I don't know
that is. There's so much fabric, but she's also like, she walks in the room, has no memory of what happened because they don't actually know. This could just be a flashback, honestly.
Granted, that's a good point.
But she comes in the room like very excited to talk about the goddamn radio. Like, yes, I saw Jackie Dorsey on about
Vinny. Tommy Dorsey from the Aragon Ballroom.
It's on this time every Thursday.
She looks like she's about to unhinge her jaw and swallow him whole.
Yes.
Doesn't like this smile. Seem sinister?
It's like Smile, the monster from Smile.
Yeah, the music is sinister.
Yes, it is.
Because it's very similar to the music right before Andy Dufresne is about to shoot his wife.
Yeah.
And then there's Edwin and Fred Allen.
Edwin is on the show for a couple episodes.
Yeah, all right.
He's the clock tower, the clock guy. With the old man with the clock. He's also in One for the Angels, the second episode, I think. The big fat dude. He does the voice of the from Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Yeah. That's Edwin. His son is Keenan Wynn, the writer of Mr. West.
Yeah.
What is the matter with you?
I look like I'm Mr. Beaver.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
Is this not the Mr. Beaver dad? The Beaver dad?
Yeah, no, it's not Ward Cleaver. That's a sad story.
Oh, God. I don't know this story.
I can't remember exactly if it was like the beginning of the show or the end of the show, but like, I guess his family died and he had to go to work. Like, and he was like, something like that. Like, he lost his soul. I don't know. It's a very odd way to go. Ignore what I said. I need to research it.
Okay. Well, let me look it up right now.
Look it up. Ward Cleaver. Some awful tragedy happened. And it's, because it just shows you what a professional he was.
Hugh Beaumont,
yeah, that's it.
1909 to 1982. All right. Okay. Let's look down.
Family tragedy, Hugh Beaumont. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, God, this is just sad all the way through. After suffering a stroke in 1972, he was told by doctors that he'd never walk or talk again, but he proved otherwise and recovered enough to do some directing and community theater work. Hold on, fill in the gap here. Talk about Static.
Oh, yeah, this guy, Ward Cleaver, right here. Look at this guy. I don't know. Did he have hair? I guess he has hair here. Looks like a wig. Because when he's older, he's bald. So he's not fooling anybody. I wonder if this is him with a wig. It might be the same actor. They just put a bunch of like tanner on him.
No, different actor.
A bronzer.
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. I need to see a compare. I need to have his picture next to the old man's face.
I don't see anything about Hugh Beaumont and his tragedy.
Okay.
Maybe it was Jerry Matthews. The Beaver.
Nah, he was just
the Beaver. No, but I don't see anyone else listed for their younger version, so it's very well possible it was both of them.
Mm.
And they're putting kind of elderly makeup on them.
Maybe.
Because there's no one credited for younger them.
Okay, well, there you go. I guess that makes sense then. Because it does kind of look like him, so I can see that. Okay, maybe they aged him up for the episode, so it is makeup. That makes sense.
If so, the video held or hit it really well.
Yeah, no, it did. Yeah, shocking there.
Like, do you think this could be this? Okay, look at him here, and look at him here.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know. I really don't think so.
He's got a mustache. You get rid of the mustache.
No, his face is different. Like, that's a different man. His face is way thinner here.
What do you put hair on him? Like, I don't know. It might be the same guy.
God, his shit is terrifying.
Ah. No. Yeah, it might be him.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's close.
If it's not, or if it is, excuse me, they did a really good job.
I hope they won an Emmy for best makeup.
Yeah. If nothing else. Here's the outro.
Oh, well.
I forgot about the
toodaloo,
outro.
Toodaloo, old man.
All right. This was season two, is end of season two. During the best. I think this is the last video episode.
Mm.
No, long distance call was video, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Off the top of my head. Where's the outro? 2408.
Around and around she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. All Ed Lindsay knows is that he desperately wanted a second chance, and he finally got it. Through a strange and wonderful time machine called a radio in the Twilight Zone.
Oh. And of course, I got to mention there is a Twilight Zone episode that kind of reminds me of this. But that's a TV. He goes back in through a TV.
Oh, okay.
But he's on the show and, like, trapped on it in, like, an old-timey jazz show.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
It's pretty cool. It's a weird episode. Yeah.
I think I've seen that one, yeah.
It's got a very much of a Twilight Zone vibe to it. But until next time. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
Jack.
So long, citizens. Bye-bye.